Ladies and gentlemen, the sulfur sounds of Mr. Bennett, who apparently just arrived from Spain. He's in the house, folks. He's back. I've told you many times, if Bob Dylan and Tom Waits had a baby, give it to Leonard Cohen to raise, you'd have this guy. Mr. Bennett just returned from a Nashville recording session and has agreed to leave his trailer at an undisclosed location deep in the bush somewhere in northern Ontario and return to the city to share his latest offerings of cynical wisdom and sociological observations. I give you Mr. Bennett.
You're bad for me, like a piece of chocolate cake. You're bad for me, another habit I can't break. And I need more temptation, like a hole in the head. Everything is hanging by a thread. You're bad for me, I can't hear myself think. You're bad for me, like I had too much to drink. Hypnotize me, mesmerize me, I will never fall. But I guess I'm only human after all. You're bad for me, you made me drop my guard. You're bad for me, you make everything so hard. You're bad for me, press me up against the wall. You're bad for me, I come every time you call. I need more temptation, like a hole in the head. Everything is hanging by a thread. You're bad for me, another day in bed. You're bad for me, smoked another cigarette. You're bad for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bennett in the house. Welcome back, buddy. Man.
Thanks very much. Good to see
you.
This
is a smooth little tune. Yeah. I need beatniks around me, and we need a snap at the end of that, you know? Just one of those.
There we go.
So listen, how's the trailer?
Oh, the trailer's fine. I just got back yesterday to Barrie from Muskoka, funnily enough.
Wow.
That you just mentioned to me. What are the odds of that?
What are the odds? Mm. What are the odds? So have you really unplugged, man? Have you really? Are you living in the bush?
Abso.
You're such a freak. Such a freak. I love you so much.
I hang out with everybody who has everything, and they all have things, and they all do things. And, you know, and they say, oh, I'm so tight this month, and, oh, I got no money. And they say my house was like five. It sold for $650, and like my trailer was $550. I mean $550, and that's it. Done.
Thank you very much.
Finished.
Thank you very much.
No overheads.
Nice. How was Nashville?
Nashville was amazing. Thank you very much.
It's kind of a weird thing, though, isn't it?
Doug Romano, who you
know. Speaking of weird things,
Speaking of weird things, he's a producer in Toronto, and he's long wanted to do something with me.
Excuse me?
Everyone. I thought I'd try and
yes,
bring you to that.
Thank you.
So he said, I got the right bunch of guys in the right place for me. So I said, I'm in. So we got a grant, a very generous grant, of $11 billion.
Beautiful.
Yeah, from the Ontario Arts Council.
Okay, lovely.
So we took 6,500 of it and went down to Nashville, and he turned a $25,000 budget into 6,500.
Beautiful.
And said, and then we worked with a guy whose studio is in his house, and he wears dirty white T-shirts and sleeps on his dog-haired couch with his two Jack Russells. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Does he make duck calls?
Y'all, he does all that Southern stuff. They're very hospitable. Uh-huh. We had Bob Dylan's guitar player and Lucinda Williams' drummer and blah-de-blah, and it was effortless every minute of it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. So when do we look forward to hearing The Thing?
The Thing is in Doug's hands, as all things are.
Yes. Okay.
So, and I forgot to mention my bass player, longtime friend, touring buddy, Jeff Lucky Torella, who's in New Jersey.
That's not the psychotic bass player I saw in the punk band, is it?
Yes.
Really?
No, that's James Paul. That's another band I have.
Right. Called Garage Baby.
That's Garage Baby.
Because you guys at the end of that were slamming each other's guitars against each other, bouncing the bass off the stage yeah. floor, and
yeah,
that was fun, man.
Yeah,
there's a Garage Baby gig coming
there's
up.
There's a gig coming up.
Is it June 1st?
June 1st. Yes. Thanks for remembering. At the Sister on Queen West.
Was that where I saw you last time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not our gig. It's a birthday party, but it's open, and we'll be there.
Okay, cool. So, and you're at Say What, which is one of my favoritest venues because of the taps that mm-hmm. are there.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely ales.
Well, our guitar player from Garage Baby, Adam, runs the music room there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm there with TC Folk Punk tomorrow night.
TC Folk Punk.
He also works at a very well-reputed guitar shop in town.
Okay. All right, so that's when? Tomorrow? No, so tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at Say What, and it's...
I think I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, good. You'll be...
Do you mind?
No, not at all. Please sit at the front, make lots of noise, because you'll probably be one of...
One of seven?
Three. I was hoping for seven, but I think I might have to...
And the audience leapt to its foot.
Seven being the perfect... Yeah.
all right, let's do another ditty, shall we? Oh, can we do another ditty?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, your G-string is showing.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope someone would notice. It is summer.
What are we doing now there, sweetheart?
Let's do Pink Maine. This is on the forthcoming album that's not available and not on the website that's down.
Seriously, what is with you? What, do you live in the bush?
Welcome to Planet Bennett. That's what it's called, planetbennett.com, and that's the way it goes.
Folks, Mr. Bennett, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
I like being alone. Like a dog with a bone. You're concerned that I roam, but I've learned this is my home. This one thing gets me stoned. This craft I've honed. Many parties postponed, cause I unplugged the phone. Saturation is key when you're dealing with me. I don't like in between. I prefer the extreme, and I'm awake when I dream, if you know what I mean. And if there's one thing I've seen, people aren't what they seem. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. All the manes look all the same. You're a lion with a pink mane. Just a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. And all the manes look all the same. A descending bass line hooks me up every time. Deep in time, it's sublime. Underlining the rhyme steals my heart and my mind. But I welcome this crime, cause my head is all mine. With the headphones up high, I'm not bitter, I'm smart, cause I go by my heart. It's my job, it's my part, it's my dangerous art. But it upsets the cart like Jesus in Walmart. Look at all the Pop-Tarts thinking they're Mozart. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. And all the manes look all the same. You're a lion with a pink mane. Just a lion with a pink mane. Uh-huh. You're a lion with a pink mane. And all the manes look all the same. You was running so well, and you tripped and you fell. Came under the spell of the great citadel. With the tone of the bell rings out, buy and sell, they put an apple on your head. I don't like playing games, it's always the same. It's a drain on the brain, and I'd rather remain insane, outsane, anything but plain Jane. Too lame, too tame, What a shame. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're a lion with a pink mane. All the manes look all the same. You're a lion with a pink mane. You're just a lion with a pink mane. Uh-huh. You're a lion with a pink mane. All the manes look all the same.
Mr. Bennett, live in the studio, killing it one more time. Buddy, you wreck me. You wreck me.
It's fun, huh?
Did you just put Jesus and Walmart in the same line?
It's my job. It's my part. It's my dangerous art. Where it upsets the cart like Jesus and Walmart. Most of the fun's in the writing. The performance, but it's a reward when people like you appreciate it.
Oh, I just am enamored with you.
Mm.
I got a crush.
Well, that'd be nice for a change, as they say.
That change would be a fine thing.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. Do you think that the direction of your career will because you're this walking iconoclast, you're this walking dichotomy, you're this walking fool.
Mm.
You're the Joker card in the tarot deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like you're about to walk. Yes, I just referenced the tarot deck. It's always like you're about to walk over the edge of the cliff, right? That's the Joker card basically in the tarot deck.
Yeah.
And you're looking up skyward. You got the rose in your hand, and you're about to walk off the cliff. That's you.
You know these cards. Yeah, there's cliffs every day. There's cliffs there. I walk off them regularly. Trip, fall. Do I look back incredulously at the ground as if it wasn't me who stumbled? No. I don't know. I have no idea. I knew when I was five what I was here for, and I still know that nothing else has made much sense.
But you're not going to make any money, man.
Yeah, I know.
You're not going to be in the lights, your name.
$550. Trailer, no electricity. My whole family's obsessed and preoccupied with, so how are you going to do your
poopies?
Your poopies.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm just happy that everyone's preoccupied about
with your
it.
Poopies.
Yeah.
Right.
So I haven't given them any answers. So
no.
I'm just letting them
Well, let them be
brew.
Preoccupied
yeah.
about that, because it'll just wipe them out.
Yeah, so to speak. Ah, that's nice.
Thank you. So who impacts you? I know that it's a lame Tiny Talent Time question to ask. Remember that show?
Yeah.
But who impacts you? And I mean literary, what you're reading, lyrically, musically, spiritually. I don't want to ask romantically because I don't want to go there. Because
yeah.
I don't want my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Who?
Mississippi John Hurt. Flannery O'Connor. Bob Dylan. My parents.
In that order?
No.
Okay.
And God, of course.
Of course. Don't forget, the answer is always C, Jesus.
Yeah.
Or if you're from the South near the NASCAR, baby Jesus.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Do you actually listen to other people's stuff? Because a lot of really creative people just don't do that.
I'm sorry, I get bored, really.
Yeah.
Jeff said, my mate in New Jersey, who I have a reggae gig with, he handed me a CD in the car and said, put this on. I put it on and this is like the deepest, darkest confession of mine. And it was a demo from some girl and I just popped it and threw it out the window. Because I'm sorry. I'm like an A&R guy on steroids. I get bored and I'm arrogant and I'm a fool and I don't care.
Yeah. Thanks for summarizing.
So
that.
I get my inspiration.
Is that on your Lava Life profile?
Yes. You see it.
Christian Mingle.
So I get my inspiration. I don't know where. God, I don't know. What is it? You know, I read Flannery O'Connor because she's twisted and she's a master. And all her characters are twisted and there's retribution, there's threads. I listen to Mississippi John Hurt because he didn't get discovered, if you want to use that word. The guy picked tobacco until he was almost dead and then went out and got paid $1,500 a show and said, what the heck's going on here? And then went back and I think their whole... I look for people who don't measure the way our society measures.
Oh, pick me. Pick me.
You're at the... I forgot to mention you.
I influence you?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I was going for.
In fact, I think I feel something shifting right now.
Yeah, shut up. You're so weird. All right, listen. I want people to go to your gigs, buy your keychains, your flannel pajamas.
Yes.
Whatever you're selling on planetbennett.com.
Planetbennett.down.
How do people... So the gig, the June 1st gig, that's the punk gig, right?
June 1st is Garage Baby. Old men, punk, still doing it.
Fantastic. Seriously, it's an unbelievable gig.
Ferocious.
And then tomorrow night, say what?
Tomorrow night, say what? Me and another guy doing stand and deliver folky punky stuff.
Okay. Love it. I will be there.
Songwriting. That's great.
Two pints on me. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's go out with one more.
Okay.
What do you got?
Imitation always fails. How much time you got?
We have 4 minutes.
Okay. I'll have to do the fast version.
I just want to sound like the Chipmunks?
Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks very much. And welcome, and see you later. This has been Drew Marshall, and I want to be the co-something. Anyway.
Folks, just before Mr. Bennett takes us out with his one of my favorite tunes, actually, I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website. By the end of the week, we'll have all the audio loaded for your listening pleasure. And I can't remember who's on the show next week, but it'll be cool. Hey, we had a Victoria's Secrets angel on today there, Mr. Bennett.
I heard.
I'll leave
that
book for you later.
I heard.
What else is going to say? Oh, if you're new to the country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Listen to yourself, imitation always fails. Don't listen to yourself, cause character prevails. If you must pretend, then I must beware. For not all the friends who would speak to you fair. I'm a night creature, I got all the right features. And I don't need a teacher, cause I got an inner preacher. Oh yeah, there's plenty of time, but you don't want to unwind. You're afraid what you'll find swimming around in your mind. On closer inspection, you can see it's a lie. Cause you want the resurrection, but you don't want to die. Imitation always fails. Takes a long time to fully realize when they're messing with your mind and when they're telling you lies. It's identification by association for the procreation of alienation. They make it sound good, they make it sound right, but they don't have to live the rest of your sweet little life. I don't need to feel sexy, cause my mind, it protects me, so the culture can't vex me, then pretend that it accepts me, cause I got the power, it's the power to choose, and so I put it to use to avoid the abuse. Imitation always fails. Everybody's moping cause society's groping, but there's no sense in hoping if your eyes aren't open. They called me a dreamer when I was in school. Now my dreams are still alive, I ain't nobody's fool. I was the only one in my class, they said I would not pass. But I wasn't there to learn fast, cause I'm here to last. I got high expectations for all situations, and it gives me frustrations, but it has its occasions. When I'm alone, I don't need to speak, I'm close to the bone, I know just what I mean. Imitation always fades.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?